Today is the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. We have our annual Mother Cabrini pilgrimage coming up. We'll be walking the 50 miles to the Mother Cabrini site, the shrine, on Friday and Saturday, August 20th and the 21st. So you can register online. That information is in the bulletin. If you have any questions, you can contact Mr. Ocaña. Again, his number is in the bulletin. So please, any way that you can help and participate will be very much appreciated. Actually, the sermon today, I'll be talking about a pilgrimage and the spirit behind it and what is necessary for us to make a good pilgrimage. And so hopefully that'll help prepare us for then for our pilgrimage that we make. But any help that you can give toward the pilgrimage, whether time, donations, or then walking it, helping out with that, is greatly appreciated. So the epistle for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Brethren, let us not covet evil things as they also coveted. Neither become ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them tempted and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur as some of them murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue that you may be able to bear it. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 19. At that time, when Jesus drew near Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also had known, and that in this thy day, the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemy shall cast a trench about thee, encompass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee. And they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast them out that sold therein, and them that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned to you, we do have our pilgrimage coming up, and so I think it's necessary for us to try to have a better understanding of truly what is a pilgrimage. Today I thought it was fitting because today is the feast of St. James the Greater. That is why we commemorate him at Mass, being one of the apostles, the first apostle to give his life for the faith. And with St. James, you may have heard, and it's something that actually Father Cyprian mentioned, that in Santiago, Spain, they have the famous Santiago pilgrimage. It is where they normally walk 500 miles. And they walk it over about a month's period of time. And that is why Father Cyprian says we need something like that for the United States. That we need something in America to do the same thing, to try to inspire the faithful to a greater love and appreciation for their faith. And that is why then he and the monks are trying to prepare themselves for that event. So as I say, I think it's fitting then we have this opportunity on the Feast of St. James then to try to understand, you know, better what is a pilgrimage, what graces we can receive from that, but then also how to prepare ourselves for that. Because truly I think that the more that we prepare ourselves for something as this, the more graces we receive from that. And so a pilgrimage is a religious act. It is an act that we walk to, we go to, a religious place, one that is hallowed by, we can say, sacred memories of an event that took place there, of holy people that are buried there, whatever the case may be. And so for us, we go toward this place with our intentions in order to receive graces, and then to help us and strengthen us in our faith. And so granted, in Europe, there are many, many sites, many shrines, many places of pilgrimage for us. You can make a pilgrimage to Lourdes, you can make a pilgrimage to Fatima, different sites where Our Lady appeared. But then we too, we have this opportunity here in Colorado, where Mother Cabrini, where she spent time. And so we have that opportunity then to go, to follow in her footsteps in a way. And truly, she walked the same route. And so from that, we can follow in her footsteps in being pleasing to our Lord. That is why then you have the whole Sacred Heart, the statue, because of her devotion to the Sacred Heart. And so with it being a religious act, therefore the intention behind it should be something that is supernatural. Supernatural in the fact that, yes, we ask for graces, we pray for intentions, we pray for maybe our family. Maybe a family member has gone astray, and so we beg God for these graces for them. And so, in a sense, whatever we walk with those intentions. And through that idea of walking this pilgrimage with those intentions, well, God will be pleased with that. Because we do, we have a higher intention, a higher motive behind it. It is something that affects our eternal welfare. It affects our spiritual life. And so that is why it is necessary for us to prepare for it. Not only do we have to prepare ourselves physically for it, 50 miles in 2 days is a lot, yes. But then from that we can see the graces that can be won from that. You know, whether you walk the entire 50 miles or whether you walk 1 mile, it all depends on what intentions we start that pilgrimage with. Because granted, sometimes, whether our age, whether our health, whether we just can't take the time off from work, whatever it may be, we may not be able to physically participate in the pilgrimage itself. That doesn't mean we cannot receive the graces from the pilgrimage. We can receive the graces from the pilgrimage by taking part in it. Whether, yes, you walk the pilgrimage, whether you help with the vehicles, whether you help with transportation, you help with the food, you make donations toward it, any of those means, you're taking part in the pilgrimage. And as long as you have the proper spirit behind it, then you will gain and you will receive the graces from the pilgrimage, just as if you walk the entire 50 miles. And that's what's important for us to understand. But it is not meant for something that we just try to see, okay, if we can push ourselves to make the 50 miles. I mean, that is not necessarily what we need to do. First and foremost, we need to spiritually be prepared for it. Because then, from that, it doesn't matter how much we walk. I'm not sure I'll make the whole 50. I'll probably pass out on the way, but so pray for that. If I'm supposed to lead the parish, I'd like to at least lead it all the way to the pilgrimage, but we'll see. I'm stubborn enough to try to make it, but hopefully I have enough common sense that I won't push it. But from that, as I say, it doesn't matter if you walk 1 mile or 50 miles. It really depends on what our intention is. And I've said it before in terms of pilgrimages. The places I've been stationed, there's always been a pilgrimage that is attached to it. When I was in New York, we had Orrisville, New York, the North American Martyrs Shrine. And then being in Post Falls, we had the Cataldo Pilgrimage, following in the footsteps of Father DeSchmidt. And so you want the faithful to understand what does it mean to be on a pilgrimage. It is a spiritual walk. And that is why we have the booklets with prayers, with meditations, the praying of the rosary, singing of the songs. It is to help you to walk in that proper spirit. But also to encourage the faithful, it's like, look, well, don't give up. If you can't make the 50 miles, then don't even come. Don't have that attitude. I mean, come even if you only know you're going to walk 1 mile. Because if you do it with the proper spirit, you will receive, in a sense, the same graces as someone makes the whole 50 miles. Because God sees what we can handle, what we can do, and it's based on that that he will give us the graces. And so that is why the encouragement is for the proper spirit. And then, yes, if you can make the 50 miles, thanks be to God. We'll have things to offer up to Almighty God. Because that is what the intention behind a pilgrimage is. It is one of prayer, it is one of penance. And yes, there will be hardships that are alongside of that. We shouldn't shy away from that, no. And in a lot of ways, that can help us to realize that we are on a pilgrimage. If we just look for comfort and all of these other things, it's not much of a pilgrimage. Because that takes away from then, in a sense, the spirit that we have. If all we're looking for is comfort, ease, then we lose sight of why we're going on it. But that is why then the parish as a whole can take part in this. And it doesn't matter if you can't even walk it. You can help in other aspects. And we need that help in order to make this a successful pilgrimage. We need that help in order to be able to run this properly. And so granted, you know, we will ask for donations for that, you know, for the meals, to cover the meals, all of the other things from that. Hopefully you understand why. I mean, that is normal with pilgrimages. Maybe in the past you haven't asked for that. Well, if you've been able to run the pilgrimage, you know, thanks be to God, you've been able to do that. But hopefully you don't have the wrong sense of like, well, now they're asking for donations, so now I can't go. It's like, let's look at overall, what does this mean? You know, how many people take their family to other things and they spend money and they have no problem with that? No problem with, no matter how much they spend, whether going out to dinner, whether going to a game, whether going to other things. And they don't even have a problem with that. But then because something is spiritual, then it's like, well, then you shouldn't charge for that. It's like, well, okay. If that's the case, well, then since it's spiritual, then you don't have to eat. And since it's spiritual, you don't have to have a bed or anything of that nature. Okay, we have to realize that there's the physical, there's the spiritual, that are the material that are needed in this. And so for us to require a small donation shouldn't be an issue. Obviously, you give what you can. You don't let that stop you from coming. You're welcome to talk to me. You don't let that stop you from coming. But just to realize that for us to run something of this nature where we provide the meals for you, it will cost. And just as you have to pay, you know, to feed your family, if we're feeding a whole family on a pilgrimage, it is going to cost. So in that sense, asking for a small donation for that, I don't think should be an issue. I mean, it shouldn't be for us. And so that is why then, you know, let's not lose sight of why we're going on this. And we're going on this to win graces. We're going on this to develop the parish spiritually. And that is the intention behind it, is to unite ourselves together as a parish to walk this pilgrimage. And so that is the focus of why we're doing it. And so that is why a pilgrimage is characterized by prayer and penance. The sacrifices that we must have. And I think that is very fitting then to remind ourselves of what Our Lady of Fatima said. That we need to practice prayer and penance. Especially in our times today. And since we are walking it for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, in a way, in going along with an application of the rosary novena that we made. We are doing this for the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're doing this in her honor. And so that is why then, by having a good spirit, by having that understanding of what we are doing here, that will help us with the graces, will help us possibly to win that for the church. And God is asking for a sacrifice. And that is one of the things that Bishop Fillet, even in the Rosary Novena, he wanted us to pray our rosaries, but he also asked for us to unite our sacrifices to that. And so that is for us a proper understanding of this. If we don't have that proper spirit, how can we ask for these graces from God? How can we turn to Our Lady if we do not have that proper spirit and that proper understanding of things? And so that is why then we have to try to help us to prepare for this pilgrimage. It is necessary to prepare our soul. And it's good, we just finished with the mission, thanks be to God. Father Alphonsus was pleased with the mission itself. Granted, I would have liked to have more people come. But even from that, he was pleased with the ones that came, the effort that they gave toward that. And so these are graces that are being won by the parish to continue to help us in this spiritual battle, in this spiritual journey that we are on. And that is why when St. Paul refers to us as wayfarers in this life, that is what he's referring to. That we are passing through this life until the next. And so truly, we are all pilgrims in this world. And so what being pilgrims, that means we are meant to go to a holy place, which for us is our end, which is heaven. But by taking advantage of these pilgrimages, you know, whether it's Mother Cabrini, whether it's Orysville, whether it's Gotaldo, whether it's over in Europe, when we make these pilgrimages, it is a taste for heaven. It shows to us, yes, the difficulties as we walk it, and the difficulties that we have in trying to make the 50 miles, or, you know, just being hot, being tired, being thirsty. It is meant for us to understand clearly then of where we are meant to go and the effort that it will take in order to get there. To reach heaven, it means that we're going to have to work toward it. That we are truly in a pilgrimage in this life, that we are wayfarers. And that is why St. Paul talks to us about that. That we are just sojourners on this earth. We are not meant for here. And so if we remember that as we walk the pilgrimage, and what a great reminder it is to us as we walk it. But because of that, because we have the sacrifice, these penances, does it mean that we become long-faced or sad? Well, absolutely not. Yes, it will be difficult. But I think to remind ourselves of the joy that we have in walking this. I mean, just as Sacred Scripture says, if you're going to do penance, you know, wash your face, comb your hair. Don't let the people around you see that you are doing penance or that you have a sad face because of it. And so, yes, if we have a great joy, the spirit of joy that reigns in our hearts, that'll help us and it'll help the people around us to continue to go, to continue to walk. I mean, does it mean that we just joke around and there's just levity? No, because it is a pilgrimage. But it is one that we do have a joy in walking for God. You know, when we think about what our Lord did for us and suffered for us, and he walked the way of the cross, how much harder it was for him than to walk a 50-mile pilgrimage. How much more that our Lord suffered, how more keenly he suffered. And so for us to unite ourselves with him, but to do it with a great joy in our heart. Because with that, we will be a true pilgrim. We will be one that will be able to win the graces from God, regardless of how many miles we make. So I encourage you to help in some way, whether it's by your prayers and sacrifice those 2 days, if you can't walk it, whether it's helping with the food, whether it's helping with transportation, the support vehicles, if you can give money toward it, any of these means to help with the pilgrimage. God will bless you for that. And as I say, if you can't walk those 2 days, unite yourself. Unite yourself with that spirit of sacrifice. And remembering those that are walking from Watkins out to Mother Cabrini Shrine. Because that is something that all of us can do. If we have that proper spirit, the parish will gain many, many graces from this. The parish will gain so much when we put all our efforts into our spiritual life. But truly, the rest will come. The material aspects will come if we devote ourselves to the spiritual. Because by having that spirit of sacrifice, we will help out with other things that go on. We will give of our time, our efforts, our talents. Because we realize that is what we are meant to do in this life. Because in this life, we are truly pilgrims. We are wayfarers, and that wayfaring will stop only at our death. Because then we will be fixed at that point. And so this life, we are meant to get to our end. And so let us pray for a successful pilgrimage. Let us pray for the graces that we need individually, that we need as a parish, and for our special intentions. And I do encourage you to have those special intentions as you walk and to unite yourself with all the other pilgrims. Because we are part of the mystical body of Christ. And so we will all benefit from the graces that those in the mystical body of Christ receive. And so let us realize that we're heading toward a holy place, not only in August, but then God willing for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.